He's a seer. He's a thinker. The one who becomes everywhere. The self-existence that has ordered objects perfectly according to their nature from years sempiternal. I should like to read again. Without sinews, it has no nerves, it is bodiless. It has no tissues of the body. There are no complications, no complexities, pure. Every word is a description. He also is a description of that reality. Bright, bodiless, without scar of imperfection, without sinews, pure, unpierced by evil. Then he is a seer. There is a meaning of the word seer which you shall come to. He is a thinker. There is also a special meaning which you shall come to. He is a seer. He is a thinker. He is the one who has become, who becomes everywhere the self-existence. He is not caused by anything. He exists by himself. Self-existence. He has ordered objects perfectly. If you look from the top, from where he is, you will see that he himself is everywhere and all the objects at any given moment are absolutely right, exactly where they ought to be at that moment. And since every time it is changing, he knows where exactly put everybody in his right place at every moment. Provided we do not think that this is the final place for us, wherever we are. Where we are now is perfect. But where we shall be next moment is also perfect. This is perfect, that is perfect. So we should not be bound by the present moment. We should start by saying, where I am, that is perfect. Now. It doesn't mean this is my final place. Let me be put by the Lord next moment where He wants to put me. And it will be absolutely at the right place. He always orders things in a perfect order. From years sempiternal, we shall come to this word, very important word, from years sempiternal. Now let us try to understand this sentence. As I say, it's a summary of all that has been said about the Lord. It is He that has gone abroad. What is the meaning of this word? It is He that has gone abroad. If there is only one reality, it is He. Where will He go? If He is the only reality, where will He go? Outside itself? But that is not possible. There is nothing outside it. He is the only reality. So this abroad is that there is a possibility in Him to objectivize himself. not outside himself, because there is nothing outside. So the word abroad is a word which means a process of objectivization. This is a special capacity, special quality of the Lord. Remaining within yourself, within oneself, you still become other than yourself. You objectivize yourself. You view yourself within yourself. This is the whole world, the whole creation is nothing but a process of objectivization by the Lord Himself. He sees Himself. This seeing oneself is called the seer. He is the seer. Seer is one who sees himself. This is the first word that is given afterwards, is the seer. He is the seer. He who has gone abroad, one who has objectivized himself, he sees himself. It is like an artist. Artist, when he or she draws, is an artist trying to understand himself or herself. All process of art is a process of, all process of art is a process of objectivizing the artist himself. The artist understands himself. A musician understands himself. Architect understands himself. The greater your vision, the greater what you are, if you are simply one with the Lord, then all your artistic creations will be Lord's own images. Now, this possibility of making an image is a special character of the Lord. There is, you might say, Himself and His image. He is not only Himself. He is such a reality that He also is capable of making His own image. That is the meaning of a seer. A seer is one who sees himself in images. The highest image is what is called the idea. There are many kinds of images, but the highest image is the idea. If reality is Satchidananda, is existence and consciousness and bliss, then the image of Satchidananda is the idea of Satchidananda. That is why if you contemplate on the idea of Satchidananda, you can be taken to the reality of Satchidananda. This is the secret of the process. How do we realize ourselves? If you contemplate on the idea of Satchidananda, contemplate again and again and again and again, then you become the seer. When you possess the idea, it will be a reflection of the Supreme, and then that reflection will throw you back into the reality. The idea is not a fiction. Idea itself is a form, an image. The subtlest image is the idea. The artist who paints the musician who plays the tunes of sound is all an artist. But the highest artist is a seer. He sees the idea